Well, today is World Mental Health Day. Suicide is the leading cause of death between the ages of 18 to 45 in Australia and, of course, causes immense pain and trauma for many Australians. The Wire's Henry Wilson has this report.
Standby is an organisation which provides face-to-face support for Australians affected by suicide. I spoke to Standby National Operations Manager Jeff Timm. He says families, friends, first responders and the general community feel the effect of a suicide.
People that are bereaved may have an increased risk of experiencing suicide ideation themselves. They may be finding themselves that they're getting a little bit depressed. They may be experiencing anxiety. They get at times involved in the stigma around suicide and how that impacts them around the shame. And, probably the main thing is the whole experience of very complicated grief that they are dealing with at that time.
How is Standby able to help?
We are there from the first phone call. We're available to go for face-to-face support, just to talk to everybody in the situation that they're in, to identify what their needs are, and then to help them find the support they need at the right time they're looking for it.
And can you give me an example of a case where you've seen Standby really change the outcome after suicide?
Yes. We've just recently gone through an evaluation that's been done by an external company called The Science of Knowing, and it was approved through the Human Research Ethics Committee of the University of Queensland. We had a total of 545 people that completed the survey. 121 of them were Standby clients, and they told us that the support that they were getting in that period of time was amazing, and it helped them to deal with what they were looking for to move forward.
And does Standby also deal with suicide prevention?
You could probably look at postvention being prevention, really. A lot of what we do and the evidence that we found is that people that have been impacted by suicide are at an increased risk of suicidality themselves, and support that Standby has given, we've got direct data from our report that shows that that risk is significantly reduced by up to 25%. We also are hearing from people that their social support and connectedness is very much supported through the Standby program, and there's less of an impact on their loneliness as well as social connectedness.
Standby National Operations Manager Jeff Timm. The suicide rate among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is more than double the national rate. Tordo Sansbury is an Indigenous advocate. I asked him if the higher the rate is reflected in funding for Indigenous mental health services.
Well, I don't think it's just in funded in the mental health. I think it's an identified problem that we've been dealing with on a number of occasions, but mental health has a lot to do with it. And I think our organisations need better funding to deal with it, develop better mental health and suicide programs within our community.
And what programs have you seen that actually work, and what's needed to help decrease suicide rates among Aboriginal people?
I think a good working relationship with both the Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal health sector in relation to dealing with this issue. It's been identified that we have one of the highest suicide rates on the planet, and it's been identified along those lines for a number of years. It's a working relationship that we need to create, and sometimes the people that commit suicide and many of the other issues that we deal with in our health sector is basically falling through the gap.
If you could have as much money in the world in order to sort this out, what would you do?
I'd most probably create an effective mental health team, an effective suicide program, and I'd look at identifying the most appropriate people to do that. We have a lot of good, skilled Aboriginal people in our community, but the funding opportunities are not there to do what we want to do, and the three-year funding cycle is not good enough. We need a funding cycle of at least 5 to 10, maybe longer, to develop a program that can show that it works.
Aboriginal activist Tordo Sansbury speaking to The Wire's Henry Wilson. And if this story has raised any concerns, contact support lines such as Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue 1300 224636.